Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Football Fig Nuts Podcast. This is Season 7, Episode 30, that's 3-0. This is the 305th episode overall, and my name is Craig.
I'm Sean.
And Sean is here with me this week. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I am doing well. I think well is a good,
well.
Good word to use.
Well, you know, doing excellent, I guess, is relative because, you know, where am I going to be next week when the draft happens? Overseas.
Overseas.
So I'm not going to be able to. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to see the draft live.
Well, I mean, if you stay awake, you could.
Let's see. 6 hours. It's 6 hours, so it'll be like it starts at 8, 4 in the morning, 2 in the morning.
Yeah. So you're fine. It's fine. Yeah. Sean is joining the Foreign Legion, and no, he's not. So. But yeah, you'll have to bring us back some baguettes and other fine eatery things.
Some fine cheeses.
I don't think you can bring back cheese. I don't think you're allowed to because they have that on the unpasteurized like raw cheese. You can't bring that here. Can't bring it here. So, but yeah, make sure you if you go out to eat, make sure you have something to translate the menu in case they don't speak English. Or, you know, you'll wind up pointing at something and regret whatever they bring you.
And then get snails.
I mean, if you like snails, I mean, they're supposed to be good, but. And with that, sir, we'll just go right to it. What are you drinking this week?
Tonight, I am having Creatures of Magic by Burlington Beer Company.
Ooh.
It is a New England style IPA.
Oh.
6.5%.
Fancy.
There we go.
Have you had it before?
I have not.
Oh.
So this will be the first sip of a new beer.
Oh, that's always fun.
Mm-hmm. It is a little clearer than I thought it would be, actually. I thought it'd be more the word dank, I guess.
I think that's the right word, yeah.
So it's got like a orange juicy kind of look to it.
Okay. But does it taste like good. Orange? Ooh, does it taste like orange juice?
It doesn't taste like orange juice, but it's definitely got a citrusy flavor to it.
Yeah, okay.
And it does not have a bitter back end.
Mm-hmm.
It's very smooth. It's a quality beer. I like it. It's very good.
That's always good because you know new beers are exciting, but then you know they're not always good.
Mm-hmm. And the can art's pretty cool. It's got a whole bunch of like creatures of magic, so it's got like a flying unicorn on it. It has also a Sasquatch, a Sphinx, I think that is.
We'll go with Sphinx. That's fine.
And is that Cthulhu? I don't know if that's Cthulhu on there, but
nice. Yeah, it's always you know.
And how about you, sir?
Because, you know, like, I always want to try new beers, but sometimes I've been burned before. You see the beer and it sounds good and the can art looks cool and you have to buy a 4-pack of it and it's like, I don't know, $20-something or whatever. And you get home and you're like, I hate this.
Yeah. That's always the worst.
It is. But so I appreciate places that let you buy like one can.
But this is worth it. I would definitely give it a try.
Good to know. So for me, I still haven't bought beer. Actually, that's not true. I had beer, but then I drank it all before this podcast. Not right before this podcast, but like since the last time we recorded. So I don't have beer. So I'm back to whiskey. So I opened the bottle of Japanese whiskey that Britt got me for Christmas. And damn it all, if I said the name to myself several times when I was pouring this, and I already forgot it. It starts with a K. I'll find out next week what the actual name is. It's something like that. It starts with a K. And it's in a blue box.
Something like that.
Anyway, it's in a bottle with it's a very nice bottle with a cap. It's very nice. But this is very good. It's very smooth. There's very little like burn on it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very good. It's very good. It's very easy to drink. And you know, I know some people have been saying that you, if you drink whiskey and you drink it, you know, if you put ice in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, I forgot how they explained it. It's like you're taking away the burn part of it, but not really changing the flavor. But I don't know. I kind of like whiskey either way. It really just depends on my mood at the time. So
yeah.
How about you? Do you prefer on the rocks or do you prefer just, you know, out of the bottle?
I like the rock, the either Whiskey Stones or the Sphere.
So it cools it off, but there's no dilution.
Minimal. Watering down.
Yeah.
So I do like it cold, but I do like it like not watered down. But
Gotcha.
But I did try that. I did. Britt had gotten me the same bottle, I believe. Then mine's all gone. And
so that means you liked it.
I liked it, but you could definitely tell it was Japanese because it had a certain, I want to say sake flavor to it, I guess. I don't know, but they had definitely like a Japanese.
Yeah, it's like a lighter.
You could tell it was Japanese to me.
It's a lighter flavor profile. I think it's not as harsh as some like American whiskeys or like, you know, the first time you try scotch kind of hit you in the face flavor.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely much more subtle. I think probably my favorite Japanese whiskey is the Harmony whiskey, the Hibiki. I'm saying that wrong.
Okay.
But it's called Harmony. So it's like they have several different bottles. But the Harmony one is very good. Like it's possibly too good because you can just keep drinking it without feeling like, so it's good. It's good and bad. It's good and bad. So, you know, this is the week before the draft. So there's not a lot of new news per se. Do you have any like burning hot takes or anything? Like anything?
Not really. I mean, this is the time of the year where, you know, I mean, I think all the mocks and stuff like that have come out, and now it's kind of just like this is like the waiting period. I think has gotten, you know, what this can happen, this can happen. I mean, unless like some kind of trade happens beforehand, this is kind of like, and we're just kind of like, all right, let's get it on, it's time to go. You know, because, you know, we have all the mocks, we have which I guess we're gonna get into, you know, we'll have like you know, all right, is Minnesota gonna trade up because they got those two picks now, you know, they're gonna trade up for that quarterback. You know, is someone gonna trade up into the back end of the first round and get another, you know, get one of those other quarterbacks where they're saying that, you know, other could be six, you know, there's could be six quarterbacks taken in the first round. So that, you know, it's very interesting where we can go now, but you know, it's all about that, you know, I think mocking and draft talk right now.
Yeah. Okay. Before we continue, how many mock drafts have you done?
Mm-hmm.
How many have you done so far since the beginning of the month? How many have you done?
No. I haven't done. I've read up on possible mock drafts, but I haven't done any mock drafts.
All right, sidebar, folks. When back before the craze of the internet, it became what it is today. Sean was the guy that went and bought like 10 different magazines to prep for his draft. He would come to the draft with all of the magazines with pages folded. There'd be highlighters and markers everywhere. So yeah, Sean is a draft aficionado.
Yeah. Fantasy draft aficionado. Yeah, you had to have your variety of opinions. You couldn't just take one magazine, you know. And that was the only really way to, other than listening it to on the radio or whatever, that was really the only way to get information was to buy those magazines. So
that's true.
You know, I still buy one magazine now for nostalgia.
Just because, but,
you know, it's all outdated, of course. By the time,
yeah.
We actually do our drafts.
It's still fun to use. It's still fun to use. So actually, for the burning hot take, I think we can use Cinch sent you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So Cinch would like to know. He said, Sean, tell me why the Bears should take Caleb Williams, and then tell me why they should not take Caleb Williams. any opinion on either
my simple
either
answer.
Question?
I can do both. I can do both. It's fine.
Okay. All right.
They pretty much they should take him because now they have to take him. I mean, they obviously chose to not go with Fields. So if you're not going to go with the guy that you picked 11th in the first round a couple years ago, that you were happy that he fell that far, you know, and I understand this regime did not choose Fields, but you have to go with the guy that can be that generational player, I guess, you know. And in this class, you know, could one of the other quarterbacks maybe be better than him? Maybe end up, but with all the things that have been talked about Caleb Williams, you know, the potential, the talent, the you know, everything else, this is the guy that's above everybody else. Okay. And you know, I mean, and I think it's been shown because the Bears didn't even really do any other things with the other two quarterbacks, you know, Jaden, yeah, I'm blanking on their names now.
That guy.
Drake May and Jaden Daniels, right? Jaden Daniels, I think that's the name.
Yep.
So they are, this is their guy. This is what they're going to go on the hill and die with. It's Caleb Williams. So yes, pick Caleb Williams. That's your guy. Why they shouldn't choose Caleb Williams? It would be more mental stuff. He has all the physical attributes. Is he going to be able to handle the mental capacity of the NFL? Is he going to be able to deal with not having a great team? I mean, I know he didn't have one in USC that last year. Things kind of fell apart. He didn't have an offensive line. I mean, luckily for him, going to the Bears, they actually have a pretty decent team to put around a first number one overall pick, probably better than almost any other number one drafted quarterback has ever had. I mean, so he's going to have the opportunity to do well. And they pretty much traded for Keenan Allen to have him, you know, want to be there. And because apparently they were kind of buddy-buddy when he was at USC and Keenan's at the Chargers. So there you go. There's the reason to pick them. There's the reason not to pick them.
Excuse me. And there's your answer, Cinch. There's your answer. I don't know if you're going to agree with it or not. I don't know if you're going to, like, you know, throw some type of catalog at someone while you're delivering stuff. So, but yeah, there's the answer. There is the answer. So I'm looking like with other,
and I, yeah. and people ask me, well, how do you feel about all? So people ask me how I feel about what they're doing. And you know what?
Sean doesn't care anymore.
You just gotta put your faith in that your team knows what they're doing. And I know it might not have been in the past seen that way, but again, it's a different regime.
Listen,
the Mitch Bears, Trubisky pick. The
Bears have drafted many, many quarterbacks. So, you know, next time I'm going to have to add up in the last, let's say since 1986, I'm going to have to add up how many quarterbacks combined both of our teams have drafted from 1986 to now. Oh no, we'll say 84. Mm-hmm. So we'll do, what was that? 40 years. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
So, and then, you know, see, it's going to be a very large number. It's going to be a double-digit number, I can tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a large number. Definitely.
So I'm looking at other news, just, you know, something that came up, like, yesterday. Royce Freeman is a Cowboy. Does anyone care? No. No one cares.
No. I mean, is he a... A cog, as he a part of a that he can contribute? Yeah, he can contribute. He can spell somebody, or he can help out maybe in special teams. Now, I mean, he's a little older.
He's a good back.
You know, so yeah, he'll be okay. It's not like a wow signing. It's not like a what were you thinking signing either, I guess. It's not an exciting thing.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of there. Let's see what else we got.
Mm-hmm.
apparently Bill Belichick is going to work as a TV co-host during the NFL draft. There's that. You know, they can take that however. I don't know how he's going to be, like, commentating, since, you know, his interviews are always just, like, very short answers. But we'll find out.
I think actually he'll be pretty good at this. I mean, from what I've, you know and heard of Bill Belichick, when he's sitting there and he's talking football, he absolutely loves it. He loves it, and he'll go on and on, and it's a completely different kind of, like, persona that you get from him than when he's, you know, up on the podium talking about the games and coaching. So I think he would be he'd be a great person to have a conversation about football, because he knows and loves football. So
that's fair.
So I think being on the, you know, draft part of it, you know, talking, you know, I have no problem, listening to that.
Let's see what else we got here. Okay, so I found this was Bleacher Report. They have listed the 14 worst free agent signings of the 2024 offseason. Now, I'm not going to say everyone, because some of these guys are on defense. So fantasy-wise, it doesn't really make a giant deal for that. First on the list, and I only mention this because he does play an offense and he was a former Bengal, it's Jonah Williams, who was a first-round draft pick in 2019. He's a tackle, if you didn't know. But he's now a Cardinal. And, you know, he got hurt. It didn't really work out in Cincinnati. Is this going to help Kyler Murray? Probably not. But he got $30 million out of it, so good for him. Next would be, and I'll be honest, I have never heard of this dude, but he plays offense. Sean may have known, because Sean knows very obscure play. If you ask him who, like, the third tight end somewhere is, you know, on a team, he probably knows. So this dude, Charlie Woerner, W-O-E-R-N-E-R, Woerner. Anyway, he's a Falcon now. He's only had three catches the last two seasons.
I don't know him.
Yeah, but he's a tight end now in for Atlanta. So there's that. Okay, here's a big one.
Okay,
here's a big one, because this team literally got rid of everyone on their offense except their quarterback. The Buffalo Bills have signed Curtis Samuel to, I assume, replace Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
And Gabe Davis. How do you feel about that?
I think it's more replacing Gabe Davis. So I don't hate the signing. He's a workman kind of, like, wide receiver. And I think being with he had nobody throwing to him. And he did. He was not bad.
True.
In Washington, so having Josh Allen there, I think, you know, I mean, he can have a decent season.
He could.
I mean, he's not going to be.
He's probably going to be the number one there, technically.
Because
he's playing with Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, Shakir, and who knows if they draft one? I mean, this draft is pretty loaded at wide receiver. So you can get a decent wide receiver at 28 where the Bills are picking. And, you know, I mean, if they feel like they can move up and get somebody they really like, then that's where you go. And then you have a guy that's been there in the system. Then you have the guy that's going to be okay. And then you have your G rookie, I guess. They'll have to work with it. I mean, obviously, I think your number one receiver next year is going to be Dalton Kincaid, probably. So, sure. You know.
Yeah. All right. Next.
So that could be what there is.
All right. Next is going to be one of your favorites. DeAndre Swift is now a Bear and already a crowded backfield.
Wow. And one of the worst signings of the offseason. Okay.
Because they gave him 3 years and $24 million, and they have two starting running backs. So that's why it's listed under worst signing.
I can see that. I mean, my guess is that Khalil Herbert isn't long Dude, I don't know how many years he has left, but I don't think he's going to be long with the Bears after this year. So I think Roschon Johnson is going to be the guy in the wings, which I really like.
He
mean,
could have been pretty good last year if he didn't get hurt constantly.
They're going to have a very good backfield in Chicago next year. It's going to relieve a lot of pressure for Caleb next year that they can trust this backfield.
All right. Let's see. No, that's a defensive dude. Offensive line. Okay, here's the next one for offense. The Chargers have signed Will Disley. Does it matter?
Okay.
They gave him three years and $14 million.
I mean, at this point, they kind of need him. You know, who's their other tight end?
I just realized this. The Chargers and the Bills did the exact same thing. They just, like, got rid of everyone except their quarterback. And they're now what? Who are these two dudes going to throw to?
Oh, my goodness. Who is the tight end in the Chargers? Wasn't it?
Now?
Everett? No.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Seems to replace Gerald Everett.
Okay. I mean, that's been the head scratcher for me was what the Chargers did. I know.
More than the Bills?
I know. Truthfully, yes, I think so. I mean, at least they had Dalton Kincaid there in Buffalo. And, but they got rid of everybody. I mean, Josh Palmer.
And that Quentin
Johnson.
There you go.
Quentin Johnson.
Yep.
So they're really expecting them to step up. I mean, I know they sit at five and I know there's talk about them trading out at five, but if you're sitting there and say Arizona traded their pick to someone that's going to pick up JJ McCarthy, then you go, oh, well, I have this generational talent that's supposed to be Marvin Harrison Jr. here. Let's pick him.
Yeah.
I think you have to. I mean, if he's not there, then maybe, you know, I mean, I know the other two, there's another two wide receivers. Oh my God. Why do I blink on names?
Because there's a lot of names and it's baseball season.
but you know, there's two others that are the top tier there. For the wide receivers, and then I know it kind of goes down, but this still high quality after those top three, because I know, if Harrison is there at five, you have to take him, I think, and so that's where the Chargers will go, to try to give Herbert something.
Yeah, he needs somebody to throw to. I know I don't think he's a bad quarterback, but I just think the Chargers are just a very badly coached team, and they just couldn't overcome it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. All right. Here's one for you. So here are the as of April 15th. So and today's the 17th. So I don't think anything's really changed. So here are the top three free agents for offensive positions. Now you can just tell me if anyone should sign them.
That are still available. Okay.
They're still available. Like these guys could sign with someone else if they wanted to as of right now. So,
okay.
The first person on the list is everyone's favorite quarterback, Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
Next quarterback is Brian Hoyer. And the third quarterback is Blaine Gabbert.
Okay. Yeah, no.
All these quarterbacks are in their mid thirties. Should anyone sign these dudes? I think they're good backups.
Some backups, like especially the second two, just to like backing up a young quarterback. That's like one of these guys that are going to go in the first round.
You know what? Honest to God, the Jets should sign Ryan Tannehill. I swear they should. if he agrees to be
that
a backup. He should be there. God knows what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, and you can't rely on the other guy.
I mean, well, didn't they sign Tyrod? Don't they have? Aren't they the ones that signed Tyrod Taylor?
They might have. They might have.
But I think they have him. I mean, even though he's pretty, he can be injury prone too.
Yes. Especially when people stab him
in
the lung.
But I think they did. They did sign somebody to just in case Rodgers gets injured again. But Tannehill, I think we'll wait and see if there's an injury.
Would you want him as a backup?
To mentor, I guess, Caleb, and be the veteran backup not at all to be like the people are saying, hey, we want Tannehill. That ain't gonna happen. But to be there to just hold the clipboard and kind of teach, I would say if he's willing to do that, then I wouldn't object to that. I mean, because our only backup right now is that undrafted rookie Bagent that we had last year. So, as far as I know,
that's probably not the best situation for a rookie quarterback. The Patriot, maybe Cinch would want the Patriots to sign Ryan Tannehill. Right now, Cinch is gripping his steering wheel and he probably broke it in half.
now he's throwing things. So, no, he does not want Ryan Tannehill. I think he wants them to. I would say to stay and pick one of those big three quarterbacks. But of course, there's been rumors of them trading out of that and picking later on and getting either Penix or Bo Nix, probably Penix later on.
Imagine that Patriots trade up to the one pick.
That's not the bear. I'll tell you right now, there is no way the Bears trade out of it again. It will not happen. They are Caleb Williams. They already have his jersey printed, and
All right. Okay.
And the whole threat of him not playing for the team that picks him, I think, is gone. Dad is not in charge here.
Oh, man, can't wait to the messages we send Sean next week. So, remember how the Bears had the first-round pick overall? Now they have four picks in the second round. No. Okay, so running backs. Here are the top three free agent running backs. Are you ready? Number one, J.K. Dobbins. Number two, Zeke Elliott. And number three, Kareem Hunt. I mean, personally, I was a giant Dobbins fan when he was in college. I couldn't really root for him when he was a Raven. But he's good. But, he did tear his Achilles week one. So he is a little broken. And he does have an injury history. But, that's...
He is injury prone.
That's a giant... He's good when he's not hurt. But it's...
He is.
He's hurt a lot, unfortunately. Zeke?
Can he have a Fred Taylor career? Where he comes back and has another, 1,400-yard season.
He could.
It's possible.
In the right spot, he could. I mean, if he was a Bengal, I wouldn't mind as long as there were other people for when he gets hurt.
I mean, the running back class of 2024 is not very strong.
No, there's not a lot of them.
So I could see someone trying to take a chance on Dobbins if he's willing to play for
like a year or two contract.
Yeah, not a lot. Maybe a 1 year prove it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Then there's Zeke, and like I told everyone years ago, Zeke is not staying running back after he got COVID, and he proved me right. So is he a good second, like backup running back? Sure. He's going to be 29 in July. So he's on he's at the old tier of running back. So
a lot of miles on him. A lot of miles.
He does a lot of miles on him.
For 29.
He's definitely, he's not the number one guy anymore. He would have to be the second.
Mm-hmm.
Second. And I think the same goes for Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You want him. He's average last year. He was just 3 yards per carry. But you know what? You want to give someone a break, put him into the goal line. It works.
Mm-hmm.
So I think their running back options are clearly better than the quarterback options. All right. So receivers, we have Tyler Boyd, D. DJ Shark and Odell Beckham Jr. So the Bengals tagged T. Higgins with the franchise tag. So he is going to be a Bengal next season and then worry about contract stuff later.
Mm-hmm.
Could the Bengals re-sign Tyler Boyd for cheap? Probably. Are they going to? I don't know.
I mean, is he looking to be a number two again?
He would be the third instead? Again. He would just have to go back to being the slot guy.
Well, no. In the Bengals offense, but is he looking to be a number two somewhere else? Maybe. You know, is he trying to get the money of a number two instead of a number three? You know, kind of things like that.
Yeah.
Probably. But at this point, you're kind of like going, oh, I'm not getting those offers I thought I would have wanted.
Yep. And then you're looking through your contact list on your phone.
Yeah, I don't mind Tyler Boyd. He'd be a good third somewhere. But yeah,
he's consistent. And that's really all you want from a receiver.
That's what he has to come to grips with, probably. But he could be successful somewhere in the right offense. I mean, come on. Imagine if the Chiefs signed him. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
He'd be great there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
DJ,
I mean, he went to the Pro
Bowl. Too much injury.
You know, Carolina was just bad last year, so I can't really say it was his fault.
He
had, 525 yards last year, so
that
really wasn't him. And third would be Odell Beckham Jr. I think he's done. I think he's just... I can't see a team signing. I mean,
he's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
Never going to be the same again. He's
hurt a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, he had a lot of potential, but just the injuries just caught up to him.
Especially after he got into the fight with that kicking net. I was never the same. And that really happened, people. Look it up. Next would be tight end. So here are the top three tight ends, free agent tight ends. Logan Thomas, Robert Tonyan, and CJ Uzuma.
Pass. Who was the first one again? I'm sorry.
Logan Thomas.
He was
in Washington last year, and again, he just...
When he was healthy, he was great, but he just wasn't healthy. Uzama... I don't know what happened.
He went to the Jets.
That's probably what happened. Yeah. Okay. But
the Jets, he had 8 catches for 58 yards. That was his whole season.
Yeah. That actually surprised me. But again, that was not with Rodgers. That was with whoever was there. And the guy you mentioned second.
Tanyan?
Just the guy.
Bear?
Yeah. He was a Bear. And yeah.
Was he not good?
No, I mean, he's a second tight end. That's what he is. So.
So he's the guy you put in double tights, and then he might get the ball. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, oh, you didn't throw it to your first tight end at the goal line. Yeah, you threw it to Tanyan. Okay.
Yep, and his odds of getting a touchdown were probably like, you know, plus 5,000 or something. That's like, I mean, really, it's the week before the draft. So again, there's really not a lot of football news.
I've got a thing for you. Okay,
sure.
What do you think your Bengals are going to do in the draft? They pick 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at anything? Have you kind of seen what their needs are? What do you think their needs are?
I think.
Any players that you think they should try to aim for?
I guess it's going to be who's left, but I have a feeling they're going to either... I have a feeling because of their history of terrible offensive lines. Now, on paper, the offensive line they have right now that they got through free agency is very good. The problem is their offensive line over the course of the years has also been very injury prone, and then that causes a problem. So... I think they're going to look at offensive tackle again. That's where I think there's going to be the first place they look. After that, maybe tight end, because for whatever reason, they've had zero luck at tight end. Not that I didn't like, you know, I liked Uzuma and I liked Hurst, but I just feel like they're missing the way that offense works. I feel like the tight end is their missing piece, which would make them a much more dangerous offense. But I don't think there's like two or three tight ends that are like the top dudes, and I'm not sure if they're in the last.
Well, Brock Powers, excellent name.
That is a great name.
He's definitely not going to be there by 18.
No. The Jets will probably take him.
That's what I hear. And I don't know if that's the right path to go, but okay. Not when you're trying to win now. I mean, I know he's supposed to be good, and we just saw that, you know, a tight end can be useful in their first year, which is, you know, but it does not happen very often. So, no, you know, so I'd be worried about picking a tight end at 10 for the Jets if they're looking to win now, which they should be. But that's just my two cents.
Yeah. Because I think the Giants, the last thing I saw, the Giants were looking at
the Giants, they
Brock.
Could use everything.
The Giants are the kind of team where, like, it honestly does not matter who they pick first.
If they move up, I mean, do they want JJ McCarthy? Do they feel like they have to move up two spots to get him? Arizona's pick. Arizona needs a lot more picks so they can move down. I mean, obviously they need wide receiver as well. They could go and just pick Harrison too, but is that going to help them in the next 2-3 years? By trading down. My Bears at number 9, they could trade down. I mean, they everyone is so hungry for quarterbacks. I mean, I've heard so much about maybe that 4 or 5 quarterbacks could go in the top 10. Which is crazy to me. You know, especially when they grade out, because, you know, McCarthy grades out to, I think, like a mid to lower first round. Penix is also back end of the first round, I think, grade. But these grades are made up and brought up by, you know, what everybody needs, right? So, I mean, and Bo Nix is going to probably go in the first round too, and we're going to have 6 quarterbacks in the first round. And 3/4 of them, you know, aren't going to have a decent NFL career, you know?
Yeah.
What I really want my Bears to do with that 9 pick is pick either pick an offensive lineman. I heard that they could go the third wide receiver, that's at the top
Rome
top tier, and I can't remember what his name is.
Rome Dunn. I'm terrible with names, folks.
Yeah, it's that one.
Rome. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it's not Neighbors. It's not Malik Neighbors. It's because, you know, Chargers should pick him if I don't know, because they could trade out. Who knows where these wide receivers are going to go? But I heard that. But I feel like it should be offensive line. I heard that they could trade out because there's if one of these quarterbacks, like if McCarthy slips to 9, then people are going to want to trade up for. So what I would like is to trade out and get more picks, because who doesn't like more picks? They only have 4 picks in this draft, and 2 of them are in the top 9.
All right, wait.
So
if out of those, so there's only 4 picks. So if you had, if you were the GM, what positions would you take with those 4 picks? No particular order.
Well, we know quarterback is going to be the first. They did do some good work on their offensive line, but you could always use more offensive line. You know,
that's true.
So offensive line. Truthfully, I mean. Like I said, I heard the wide receiver, but I don't know why. You have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, maybe because Keenan Allen is going to be there for many years to develop that other one, your third wide receiver, because they don't really have a third wide receiver, but you have, you know, a decent tight end, and you committed to Cole Kmet. So that could be a possibility. That's where I would go. I mean, obviously, we don't need running back. And it is a defensive coach, so he could be looking defense, but their defense played pretty decently. And and we re-signed, you know, Jalen Johnson, and so our defense played pretty well the second half of last year. So it may be some, I don't know if you need to do a first round pick with the defensive guy, but I mean, you could always use edge rushers, but this year isn't very good for edge rushers. So,
sorry. I forgot about this dude, and I forgot. I totally forgot he was in this draft. I realized who the Jets need to draft. The Jets don't, solely based on his name. That's it. The cornerback from Alabama, Kool-Aid McKinstry. Can you imagine? On one side is Sauce, and the other side is Kool-Aid. Just think about the marketing possibilities for the Jets if they do that. There's so many endless tie-ins, it would be ridiculous, and the money would just fall from the sky.
I mean, oh God, I just keep thinking of the Key and Peele East-West game skit. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so true. I mean, these names, I mean, I'm not knocking you, whatever you are called and want to be called, and nicknames and or real names, is fine. But they are unique. There are definitely unique names out there.
As quick, like, side fact, do you know what name caused that whole skit to be written?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh.
It's DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That is the name that inspired that entire, I think they did like three or four of those skits, didn't they?
Oh, they did. They did. Yeah. It's a very good skit. So if anybody listening has not watched those skits, first of all, why not? Second of all, go watch it.
All right. Okay, wait. Breaking news. Breaking news, stop the presses.
Uh-oh.
A running back that we mentioned who was a free agent has just signed with the team.
Wow. Okay, so...
Would you like to guess who it is? Can you give me those
names again? Yeah. I got to think about what the names were again.
So it was... it was Zeke Elliott.
Zeke.
Kareem Hunt. And J.K.
Kareem Hunt and...
Dobbins, Elliott, and Hunt. Which one of those dudes just signed a contract with the team? Like, literally,
I would,
12 minutes ago from when we're talking.
I would want to say that, you know, I'd hope it's JK because he's the best one of that group, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But he's probably wanting a bigger deal than anybody else. So I'm thinking it's probably one of the guys... I'm going to say it's probably Kareem Hunt.
You should have went with your gut. It's J.K. Dobbins.
Good for him. Good for him.
He signed a 1-year contract with the Chargers. He's now going to play for Jim Harbaugh.
I don't mind that at all, actually. I think it's a good prove it deal on a good team where he can actually do stuff. Because they don't have anyone else, right? They didn't sign another free agent, right?
I will tell you. Would you like to know their running back depth chart?
Sure.
Are you ready? So it's now it's Dobbins, right?
Dobbins. They have that Joshua Kelly, right?
No.
No.
No. Apparently he's gone.
He's gone.
So they have now they have Dobbins. Then it goes in no particular order. It goes Gus Edwards.
Oh, that's right, Gus Edwards. Okay,
Isaiah Spiller.
Oh my God, they have the Ravens' backfield.
Elijah Dotson and Jarrett Patterson.
Who was the third one after Gus Edwards? I'm sorry.
Isaiah Spiller and Elijah Dotson.
Oh yeah, Isaiah Spiller. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, they have the Ravens running backs.
Okay. I'm not mad about it. No. I think that could work.
Now they need receivers.
Need receivers.
They don't have any. You know what? I think that might be... I cannot tell you the last time that happened, where there was breaking football news during the podcast, because it's usually after we hit the stop button or like the next morning.
Yeah.
And then just to add in another running back, not that it really matters for anyone because of his injury history, is Rashad Penny is visiting Seattle.
Okay.
Voice trails off.
All right, sure.
Because, yeah. Not
I mean, it's like where do they pick? They pick 16th. Wow. They pick 16th. Okay. They have so many holes to fill. It doesn't, you know, I look at some of these people in the draft and I'm like, man, where are they going to go? It's best available at a position like Tennessee Titans at 7.
Yep.
They have so many holes now. Where do you go? You know, I mean, Falcons at 8, probably defense. They have a lot of offensive talent. I mean, Bears.
So I'm trying to see if there's
Broncos at 12, Raiders at 13.
I'm just trying to see if there's any other news because we've been talking for almost an hour. So I'm trying to see really quick if there's any other NFL type news, but I don't think so really.
Except I think Minnesota is going to trade up. I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over draft stuff. Yeah, I think they're going to draft. From what I'm hearing, they want one of those quarterbacks, and unless they can convince the Patriots to trade out of 3 and go lower. But 11-3 is a long jump. But you know, they do have the 23rd pick in the first round. But unless they can convince the Patriots go out of 3 and pick up either Jaden Daniels or Drake May at that 3rd pick.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that they're also going to just go up for JJ McCarthy. So,
yep. Trying to see, is there anything else pressing? You know, because you know what's going to happen is like stuff always happens the day of the draft. Like,
oh yeah,
there's definitely trades and signings literally right before people pick.
Most of these things, like especially like the free agents that you were mentioning, because the draft is weak in running backs, I'm not surprised J.K. Dobbins got picked up, but other positions, I see that everything's going to be on hold until after the draft to see what teams need after that. You know, okay, well, now we need to pick up this free agent wide receiver, this free agent tackle, you know,
mm-hmm.
This free agent tight end, just to fill out the roster now that we've got these guys from the draft. So,
anything else? Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Denver picked up one of those quarterbacks, or the Raiders picked up one of those.
Denver needs a quarterback.
I mean, that's what you got to see. It's like, is someone going to make the jump here to get one of those quarterbacks that they like? One of these other 3 quarterbacks. Do they like McCarthy? Do they like Bo Nix? Do they like Penix Jr.? You know, to draft them, are they going to just kind of like go with what they have? I mean, which is not much this year. And maybe they sign Tannehill after that, after they decide that, you know, we're not going to get what we want at value.
Mm-hmm.
So they sign Tannehill for a year and then they go for it next year. You know, you never know.
That's right. Never know.
This is why this NFL, you know, the NFL draft is exciting. You know,
it is exciting.
It's new hope. For your team.
It is.
It's, you know, and or, you know, filling in that roster to like, now we are going to be, you know, a playoff team. You know, we were close. Now we're there. You know, this is the missing piece,
mm-hmm.
you know, or this is what we're going to build on to become a team. You know, I mean, look at the Houston Texans. They went from a laughing stock.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years, Bengals maybe moment. 2 years. And, you know, they went from a laughingstock and now they're now people are talking about them being contenders.
Yeah.
You know,
hopefully it wasn't a 1 year thing. Cause I like the Texans. I mean, I thought mm-hmm. I thought they did a really good job. And for the longest time, like you said, you know, we always said the Texans were the place that people go to end their career. So hopefully that is no longer the case, but we'll see. but we are sadly out of time. That is sad. Boo. Boo.
Boo.
But do you have any final thoughts, sir?
Final thoughts. You know, 1 week away, we're all sitting there, you know, wondering what our teams are going to do. Or, you know, you're sitting there, if you're really just listening to this for fantasy things, going, where are these guys going to go to and how is this going to increase their value for next year? It's an exciting time. It's like, are they going to go someplace that's going to boost them up for next, you know, next year is going to be a year. Am I going to draft these guys in the rookie draft for a dynasty league? You know, we don't get to talk about that a lot, you know, right. I can draft these guys in a dynasty league that are for this year. Am I draft, you know, if you're a guy that's got a good team and drafting at the end of the dynasty draft, you know, you want to pick up somebody that's going to help you this year. So you pick up one of those high end wide receivers, but maybe you pick up one of those other wide receivers that weren't the top, but are going to a decent team, you know, I mean, or a surprise, like Amon-Ra St. Brown, you picked him up in the third round, second round of a rookie drafts, you know, and look what he did, you know? So, you know, it's exciting to just wonder and hope and this is what football's about, you know, the hope and the excitement of the upcoming year. So everybody enjoy the draft.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
And hopefully if your team has the first pick, they don't pick a tight end. like some team did long ago. Yeah, I think Sean covered it for the football end of it. I'm just going to say, because, listen, I know that I am the only Yankee fan on this podcast. I realize that.
Go Mets.
But for me, with baseball, I enjoy baseball. I enjoy watching baseball. But for me, there's something about listening to baseball on the radio or just, you know, if audio, if you're on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something different about it because people who do radio broadcasting, they need to be more, to be more detailed about how they talk. They need to be more like excited about the game because, you know,
inflection is a big huge part of it.
You know, it's huge because you can't see what they're seeing, so you have to get the emotion from their voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He started the season, but, you know, he decided it was time and John Sterling is retiring. He is mm-hmm. done broadcasting the Yankee games. He's broadcasted them since 1989. So that's, they're at a number here. He's called 5,420 regular season games and 211 postseason games for the Yankees.
Wow.
That's an insane amount. And he has one of those like iconic baseball voices because that, you know, there's a handful of people who've over the years of broadcasting baseball can go into that category.
Mm-hmm,
just,
mm-hmm.
you hear their voice and you're like, yeah, it's that guy. I think he'll definitely be missed. He'll be very difficult to replace, I think.
Definitely, definitely.
But yeah,
as much as I don't like the Yankees, you know, the home run calls were
home run calls entertaining.
Were good. They were great. They were very entertaining, you know, and yeah. Very appreciative and a good listen. So wish him well in his second life of after retiring and enjoy. He hope he enjoys it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Sean, thank you for joining me this week. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And you know what?
Yeah.
Hi, Deb.
Very good. I like that. That's good. We're keeping that in. But yeah, thank you, Sean, and you know, enjoy your trip next week.
Thank you.
Enjoy safe travels and all. Don't cause any international Simpsons type incidents.
You will just have to wait and see if I end up on CNN. So
that's fair. That's fair. But you know what else is fair? If you leave us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. So that would really help if you do. You can also find us wherever you get your podcast from. We're really not on the Twitter. Listen, I'm calling it Twitter. I don't care that it's called X. That's stupid. I don't like it. It's dumb. It's Twitter. It's still Twitter. Whatever. We don't really look at that much anymore. You can try to contact us through that. You can always find us through our website at fignutsdfs.com, but or our email, which is fignutsdfs@gmail.com. But yeah, definitely leave us a review if you like what you hear. We definitely appreciate it.
And leave us questions, guys. I would love to answer some listeners' questions. Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, the draft's coming up, so definitely, it's definitely question time. It's definitely question
Dynasty,
time.
DFS strategies, or just plain old draft strategy. You know,
yeah.
I know it's a little early for that, but you know, Dynasty is still around.
Dynasty,
so
then it's all year, man.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
hit us up.
Definitely. And with that, my name is Craig.
And I'm Sean.
And this has been another episode of the Football Fig Nuts Podcast. Good night, everybody.